magnificent destiny.
And they do not indicate to us exactly when that time is going to be. But everybody has the heightened awareness that we are going to be having something happening here, and the predictions are that, in a sense, there's nothing happening after 2012 of December or whatever that date would be. So these are just predictions, but naturally, predictions normally can come true. And this is where we are now with this consciousness. Okay, Seth. So what we're going to be doing is some emotional healings during the show and also some mental healings. And we'll probably do some feeling body ones also. The feeling body is like the flip side of the coin for the mental healing and the emotional healing. They all kind of go hand in hand. And some people are more mental than they are feeling or emotional. A lot of women are emotional. And some work with their feeling bodies only. These are invisible energy bodies that help us out. And again, the mental body, a lot of men resonate with that all the time. Okay, hi, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to do healings again. So I'd like to get everybody to get a glass of water. We'll do some water charging probably within 10 to 15 minutes. So we'll put Sylvia on. So Sylvia, are you there?
Hi, Ron, I'm here. Welcome, everyone, and we're here tonight to do some more live healings and work with the Creation Lightship. If you're brand new to this radio program, one of the wonderful things about it is that there are live healings throughout the hour, so stick with us. You can also communicate with us by going on to the fast chat, and that allows you to type in your questions or requests, and we'll be keeping an eye on those throughout the hour. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so we'll first do some entity clearing. And being that it's the end of the week, we may have attracted a couple of them, you know, to us. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do. We're going to be releasing these energies from you. And here we go. Taking them out of your feet. And we have a comment that we lost sound from Rob and Sylvia in Canada. So I don't know. We'll see what happens there. Hopefully we're back on again for everybody. Can you hear us fine, Sylvia, on your end?
Yeah, we did get bumped off the air, but BBS has corrected it, so everyone should be hearing us now, and I'll keep a listen to it to make sure it stays that way.
Wonderful. Okay, so here's the energy in the bottom of your feet coming off, and now we're going up to your ankles, to your knees, to your waist, and you might feel energies leave your body. You might feel warmth or tingles happening as these entities get released from you. These are emotional bodies of people who passed on, and they get attracted to us through our traumas and physical situations, physical pain, accidents, etc. And now we're going above the waist, going into our midsection here, body organs, working all the way up to our shoulders, working down our arms. Now we're going into our hands. You might want to wiggle your fingers a little bit here and see if anything happens. You might feel more movement in your fingers. And next, we're going to your neck and top of your head. And now we're going to bring more of you back into your body with your spirit. So we're going to have to go out and find the parts of you that left you because of the pain and trauma that we go through here living on the earth plane. That's happens quite often to everybody. And if you're not heart-centered completely, then when you're in your mind a lot also, your spirit can leave you somewhat. But normally it's just from pain, being irritated, getting angry, in arguments, having physical pain, and just not really being home. Maybe you daydream a lot, and that brings in entities too. So all these things should not be done. Actually, we should be in our heart center all the time. So here comes your spirit back to you. It'll come in the way it needs to, and I'll count to 10 to command the energy into your body here. So the old parts of you are going to meet the new, and the new will be your cleaned out spirit, full of happiness and joy as it comes into you. So here we go. Coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So again, I'm going to just put some music on here and just see how you feel. You might sense the energy changing. And you should feel maybe a little heavier in your body, a little more density, and maybe a little bit more at peace. Next, we're going to do a chakra alignment, and this is the invisible energy also that connects all the way through you, and this provides the frequencies of healing. So your chakras need to be connected properly, orientated properly inside of your body. If they're not, then you may not have enough energy flow in certain body organs. So each chakra is very critical to your well-being. So we're going to first go to your heart center and reposition that and moving that around. Perfect. And now we're going up to your throat chakra. Great. And third eye. That's pretty good. Some people needed it a lot more than others here. And now we're going back down to your power chakras. Those feel pretty good for most people. Great. And second chakra. And first chakra. So you may actually feel movement inside of your body. This is very common for most people who are sensing, feeling people. They actually feel the energy shifting. We'll now do an opening, and we'll make the chakras put out more energy than normal, and we'll go body width for you. So here we go. Heart chakra, spin, 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 open. And throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. And below the heart, going down to your power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. And we'll do now the mind to heart drop. So again, just sit back and relax. And if you would, think of an elevator. The 10th floor is your forehead, where your thoughts normally are generated as you think. This is where we normally think from our heads. We're going to drop this energy down, this energy body down into your heart center, and that'll be the first floor. So just think of an elevator dropping from 10 down to 1. And here we go. 10, 9, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time to make sure everybody's seated very well in their heart center. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So now that you're in your heart center, I'd like you all to connect to your spirit, ask for guidance, ask for healing, and I'll give you some time to do that. We like to do some healing, so I mentioned everyone to get a glass of water. So I'd like you all to get up now if you don't have one and get one glass of water. And also to stay in your heart center if you can. And the water charging will be for you tonight to drink. This will be special energized water. From the light being, from the creation light ship. We're going to activate her pretty soon here. I'll wait for everybody to get back with their water. And this water will have special light codes in it just for you tonight. So again, you don't want to, boil it or freeze it, which you shouldn't be doing, because it has special frequencies that you don't want to alter. So you want to keep it very, very pure. And it feels like most people have come back with their water. So what we're going to do first is energize the light beam on the screen. So scroll down, or you can also have the lightship insignia up if you prefer to have that. Either one works wonderfully. And bring it up in front of you. And we're now going to bring some energy into there for you, into your room. You're going to feel this heart connection. So here comes the energy. And it's coming up pretty strong right now. If you're brand new to the show, then click on Creation Lightship Healing. And scroll down a little ways past the blinking flower there, about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and you're going to actually see a light beam there. And you can go further if you want to see the lightship insignia too. and or go on to the fast chat and click on that. There's both those items there. And just watch them right now. And they'll be energized in the next 30 seconds here, putting wonderful energy into your room. Remember, the light chip only works heart to heart. Doesn't work with mind energy. They never created mind energy. Mind energy is, in a sense, the darkness energy to separate you from your true divinity, which is your spirit, so the mind gets in the way. And that's the trap that we're involved with here is mind control energies. Okay, so take your glass of water now, and we'll see how this is going to feel for you. You're going to feel this energy go into your body from the light beam or the light ship insignia, and it'll start to get energized right now. Here we go. And you're going to start to feel maybe your hands tingle. They may start to buzz. You may feel pulsations going through your body during this process. And it takes probably about 45 seconds to energize your glass of water. And if you're in your heart center, it should feel very nice, very calming, very soothing. Okay, this water's feeling pretty good to me. Maybe another 15 seconds here. Okay, it feels pretty good. So everybody get their glass of water now and put it up to their mouth and just taste it and see how it is. You may want to drink it all down at one time or just have a sip of it. And this water will be good for today. So you don't want to hoard it, you know, and not use it. So you want to drink it all tonight. Mine's good. It feels smooth and silky. How's the water for you, Sylvia?
Good. Mine is very smooth. It's thicker than usual than the water was before, and it's just it really makes you want to drink it all down. So good.
Okay, Sylvia, anything on Fast Chat we need to talk about or anything?
Yes, let's see. We have a request for work with the feet, you know, healing for a damaged foot or foot trouble.
Okay. Well, what we can do is have the light beam that's activated do some healing work with you here. Remember, has to be a lot of other energies typically with this to do physical things. What we're going to have happen here is the light beams are going to come in, and we'll bring in three of them. I know there's only one, so we'll bring in one other one. So I'll count to 10 as one more comes in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and I'll put some music on and request a healing, and we'll just see what happens here. So they'll work with your feet, and you may feel a change in energies in your feet. You might feel lightness there. And then I also do private sessions and also sessions on the light ship to do this work. So again, just relax, and we'll see you back in a couple minutes here. Okay, I see a request for a fear healing. I probably won't get into ET parasites tonight. That's kind of negative. So, and relationship healings, that's something that's has a whole bunch of energy involved in it. And normally relationships first start out with yourself. So you want to do the work to clear yourself out so that you can have relationships with other people. Otherwise, they may become negative to you. And you may draw people to you in your life that are mirroring back to you the problems that you're dealing with. This is why the clearings that I do are so important to have you able to shift into a higher consciousness, to move into the state of more well-being and healing and self-empowerment. And so relationships is just a very, very big thing. Life itself here with everyone is a relationship. Living on the earth is a relationship with plants and animals and people. So until you really get secure inside of yourself by releasing the energies of trauma, you're probably going to be bringing to yourself difficulties in that realm of relationship. So just doing one simple little healing is probably not going to work whatsoever. So here we go. The fear one is a good healing which can help people. So here we go. This is a fear healing. And we'll go back 5 weeks ago to today. So here we go. So 5 weeks ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 4 weeks. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 3 weeks. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 weeks. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And last week, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And let's do from last week to today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, Sylvia, how does that energy feel for you? Do you have anything else to add on relationships?
Oh, that feels really wonderful, very, very relaxing and peaceful. I think maybe one thing we could do, which is something I don't know if we've done for a while, but have the light beings come in through the beautiful picture of the light being on the screen, and maybe just do a heart healing for everyone.
That sounds very good. Okay, let's do a healing first for peace, since we're on Friday, and we'll get some peace energy in, and then we'll do a heart healing.
Oh, that sounds great.
Okay, so here we go, some peace energy. We'll bring it in here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Yeah, I feel pretty peaceful, so here we go. Just sit back and relax and enjoy this energy here. I'll put some music on again for everyone so you can just enjoy this beautiful peace energy coming into your room. And if you have any animals around, you might notice them. A lot of people, the animals that they have kind of come around their computer, around their speaker system, and especially cats. They love to start to purr during these sessions here. And next we'll do a heart healing. So the beautiful light beings will help you out with this here. And you might want to put your hand over your heart for this healing process here. A lot of people like doing that to indicate to themselves that this is where the focus is for healing. And here we go. So here comes the heart energy. This is divine energy, and there's no emotion to it, and it will heal your heart. Down here we think that love energy, you know, does have emotion. The energy from the light ship has no emotion whatsoever for love energy. It's strictly the energy of allowing everything to be the way it's supposed to be in non-judgment, and that's pure love energy. So here it comes to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Just enjoy this wonderful energy of love coming into you. And I'll drop you back into your heart some more here. So here we go down to connect with this love energy. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. I just ask for what the light beings think you need for a heart healing during this process here. Okay, so what we'll do is a mental body, a feeling body, and we'll do an emotional body first here. So mental, feeling, and emotional. So here goes the emotional body. This is just a sample healing to allow you to sample and see how this healing affects you. This is the first most important healing that you could probably ever have in your life to move forward spiritually. This heals three things at once. It heals your spirit of the traumas that got imprinted by the emotional body. It heals the emotional body, and it heals also the physical body of traumas in the cellular memories. So here we go. We're going to just do this last week for you, focusing down on that here. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Now we're going to do a feeling body. Six cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And again, for this whole last week to today, a healing for your mental body. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. So I'd like everyone just to take a note, maybe go within, do a body scan, and you should feel like the events in your life the last week that maybe pushed your buttons, got you upset, feel very, very distant. And again, we'll put some music on and just kind of sample that healing here. Now we'll add the sensory body to this clearing for the last week. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Sylvia, I guess I'll turn it back over to you again here.
Okay, well, you know, before we get into some of the other requests on the fast chat, it would be great if you could talk just a little bit about the, you know, the light beings that are on the light ship and what their mission is. And we have a wonderful message from Kathleen on the fast chat that while you were doing those healings with the light beings, she saw a tall light being come into her space. So that's pretty neat.
That's very, very nice. Wonderful.
It's really something when you see them, so that's great.
Yeah, the light beings on the light ship, this is their first incarnation. So they'll pick on take on the image, the life form that they're going to be in their next incarnation. So they're a true light being status. And when they leave the light ship, then they never return, and they go on with that first body that they're in right now. So that's how the light beings kind of work. Then they actually, after that incarnation, they go to their home base energy, and they never return to the light ship, but they always go back to the home base, which is what all beings do when you leave an incarnation. The ones that stay on the light ship are the ones that incarnate off and on different places, and they will pick a body and come to a certain location, like the planet Earth here, and help out other people during the process. And this is kind of what happens with the light beings. There's many different types, naturally. There's ones that look like us, tall ones and short ones, and there's the animals that are up there. There's dolphins and whales, there's crystals, there's all different types of beings that have a consciousness, and they may not actually move, but they do have energy, and they are designed and made you know, as far as a creative medium to express. So we have that experience of actually, when we go to the live ship, to maybe even see them physically if you're able to do that. And they provide the healings for us at the time of ascension. And then after that time, these beings just normally, all of them, go out and incarnate, just like you have done, to explore the universe and to have a spirit in the body that you chose to go into. So at first they do actually pick a body. And then other times spirits are created without a body and they go to the home base. And at that point they choose where they want to incarnate to. But the ones on the light ship already picked a body because they have to have a body to do healings. You have to have physicality and also a body to run the energy for healings through people. We could do a planetary healing. This just came up. This one is very, very important. And it's probably one of the more beneficial ones that help out a lot of people, that and the parallel life healing. But all the healings are good, but these here take away your free will, unfortunately, at a much higher rate than the other healings do. The other healings deal with your stuff of thought energies, okay, just like your mental and emotional and feeling body. These are what your body has stored inside of them. The parallel life healing and the planetary healing is energies that are kind of conducted, transmitted to you, and allow you not to stay in spiritual integrity. So the planetary healing, we're going to just pick on 10 of the planets. This is just a drop in the bucket to what's actually controlling us. And these may not even be known to you. A lot of these are negative ET planets from the dark universes that are here allowed to come into this planet, and they take away your life force energy. So they cord you, and they can also control you through mind control. So here we go. The first planet, we're going to disconnect this from you and just, again, take a mental note and try to see where this energy is leaving you. And normally they attach to physical body organs. So here we go. The first planet is disconnected now. Great. Second, disconnected. Number three, disconnected. Number four, disconnected. Number five, disconnected. Number six, disconnected. Number seven, disconnected. Number eight, disconnected. Number nine, disconnected. And the last one is number 10. So I'd like you all just to take a note of this here, see how these planets are affecting you. Remember, there could be naturally hundreds of these, maybe even thousands. Like I said, this is just strictly a drop in the bucket of what is being attached to us here. And the bottom line is that it's mind control. Okay, we have a comment from TD. How can we prevent being reconnected? So I guess the question is, after you have a private session with me and I take off all the planetary energies that have connected to you, we'll just say it could be maybe 1,000 of them, if not more, and then you feel completely free. Well, your only protection that you have here is your own spirit. And as long as it stays with you and it's 100% in your body all the time and you tell it not to leave you at night, you know, when you go to sleep, that's all that you have for protection. There's nothing out there that's going to protect you more than your spirit can. And hopefully that is the answer that you're looking for, and that's why this show is here, to help you get more into your body with your spirit so that you can be able to move ahead spiritually. Otherwise, if you're outside of your body, if you're daydreaming a lot, if you get into mass healings with meditative practice, or you put your energy out into a grid type of healing, energy vortex healings, stargates, any of these things that you know nothing about, but they sound intriguing, and you have this wonderment, at that point, you will more than likely, without a doubt, get attacked and attached to these energies. And then at that point, hopefully, you're going to be able to have your spirit get joined back to you again, or it could be lost forever. This is why the teachings are so simple of Jesus. He said, go within, don't go outside of yourself. And for me, it's very unfortunate looking at the New Age movement here of mind control. And they didn't go to the heart energy, so the dark side really got into the New Age movement of mind control. That's what we're dealing with now, is a lot of practitioners do use the mind, talk about many things, and they don't go into the heart center where your own divinity is. So that's one of the traps now, and that's also been prophesized, you know, from the past, that the darkness will definitely come very strong at the end of this 2,000-year cycle. And they're here in force, believe me. So you want to always go within. If you don't do that, I would not recommend going to any type of expo, because you will be lured with your mind, and the implants can go off in you to go see practitioners that deal in the darkness. And they can, you know, put out spells on you. I've seen this happen many, many times. They put out a certain frequency that kind of mesmerizes you. They'll attempt to get you out of your body and do healing work with you. So it's just a lot of stuff out there. This is why in all the shows that we have here, attempting to teach everyone to never get out of your body and always go inside first and ask for guidance before you see any practitioner. And don't get tangled up with something that you know nothing about. Don't have energy transmissions, you know, every day of the week. And just kind of ask your spirit. Your spirit knows if it's going to be harmed or not, or if you're going to be harmed. And when you do bring in these divine energies, say of Jesus and Mother Mary, etc., you must have your spirit have the doorway open for these energies. So you want to go into your spirit, in your heart, do that drop down from the 10th floor down to the first, and then have your spirit bring those energies to you. Don't ever have your mind do that, because the mind is the trap here. The mind is working in darkness. And your mind cannot tell if it's light energy or dark energy. And the darkness mimics the light 99.9%. So your mind may say, oh, this feels great. So you want to always go to your heart first and ask for guidance with your spirit. This is very important. Okay, Sylvia, I guess I'll turn it over to you again here at about a few minutes.
I have a wonderful question on the fast chat about how it is that our parents affect the original blueprint, and maybe we can discuss, you know, some of the wonderful healings that you do with the light ship, that, for example, the Immaculate Conception, where, you know, the parents' energy, any negativity that would have normally been passed from the parent to the child at the point of conception, how that gets cleared off by the light beings to allow the person to, you know, go back to their own, you know, particular blueprint in a cleared state and be returned to their spiritual integrity. So could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I do quite a few healings like that. The Immaculate Conception is when we go back 10 months and we clear away the energies of your parents before they conceived you. And these two major energies are the emotional body and the mental body. And that's done on both parents. And we go all the way back on many different healings to the actual conception of you. And at that point, once they're cleared, then the light ship actually comes in with their pure divine essence energy, and you're conceived in this beautiful love energy. Another healing that I do is we'll go back and we'll actually release from you the imprinting that your parents gave you in this lifetime. In fact, we'll just do a sample right now. We have a little bit of time here. So here we go. We're going to take away some of the energies that your mother imprinted on you. And we're going to do this, I'm going to go 3 years, so from age 3 down to when you came out of the womb here, okay? So here we go. This is your mother's energy that she imprinted upon you. And normally these energies are how maybe your mother wishes to live her life through you. So if you're a woman, you may resonate completely with this. Maybe they didn't have enough money in their lifetime, and so they're trying to get you to do things that maybe you don't even want to do, but it's how your parents, in a sense, have colored your life but with the way they want you to be. So here we go. This is your mother. Then we'll do your father. So we'll go 3 years on down. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 years. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And to age 1, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and from when you're born to age 1. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. And now we'll do what your father has imprinted upon you. The same energy. And it's more than likely under the umbrella of, we'll say, control and domination. Here we go. Third year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And second year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And age 1, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And from 1 to 0. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. How's that, Sylvia?
Oh, that's very wonderful. You know, it just feels so good. Every time you do one of these healings, it's just remarkable how fast it works and how gentle it is. It's not like you're processing anything. It just the light beings just take it from you so easily, or it feels so easy. I'm sure it's a lot of work for them, but for us, it's just so light and gentle. It's wonderful. And we have so many fantastic questions and requests on the fast chat. Unfortunately, we are just about out of time for tonight, so we'll have to continue this tomorrow night. But before we go tonight, Ron, can you tell us about upcoming dates that people might want to know and how to contact you if they're interested in working on any of these more in-depth sessions privately with you?
And you just the first thing that we're doing is on March 22nd. It's a four-hour conference call. We have these once a month, and the cost is $60. This is the special ascension preparation, and you're on the light ship for 4 hours. We do water charging, and you can just go to the website and give me an email. There's also, I think, an email link on the bottom of the page here if you wish, and get on our email list too. We do send out information on that. So just calling me up too also works. The next event that I'm going to will be in New York at the end of this month at the New Yorker Hotel, the New Life Living Expo. and I'm having workshops there on a couple of panels, the Strange Universe panels. So anyway, it'll be a lot of fun there, and hope to see the people on the East Coast. If you can come to it, it'll be wonderful. I'd like to see you in person to know who you are. I know we get a lot of people from the East Coast listening. Even though it's midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, your time, we have a lot of people who are hanging in there, loving these healings. And the main thing is to, if you're going to work with me at all, do the emotional healing first. That's the most beneficial thing that you can do in your life. And the charge for that I get from people is $5 for each year of your life. And it just helps you out so much. And it's so beneficial. Even if you wanted a gift, maybe a grandchild or something, I can work through you to do that. Normally I have the person on the phone, and then I'll connect through the child from you. And it just changes their whole life. It's just amazing what happens. So these healings are and it's instantaneous, wonderful. And with the healings that we do, you'll just need one of them. You don't have to go through a process. You know, I'm not having you come back a week later to do another healing of the same exact thing. Once you're done one time, that's done. It's complete. The light beams take away the traumas and clear out what we're working on completely. So this is about all I can really say. Get on board and do the one-hour conference calls. They're only $20 for a one-hour light ship healing. Those are Mondays and Fridays. Then we do water charging on Wednesdays, and you get enough water for the whole month, and the cost for that is $60. We do seven bottles of water a week for you, and it has special light codes in it. So if you're really interested in moving forward spiritually and doing some body healing, this is probably the easiest way to do it, because remember, your body's made up of a lot of water, and the water can bring in special light codes for you. So, Sylvia, anything else that we need to talk about? Tomorrow night will be Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So we'll be going there for probably about 20 minutes and having a wonderful time with healing. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I believe our time is about up, so I'll just say good night to everyone and much love, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful
so
night.
Thanks to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.
Good night, everyone.